Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. My name is John L. Barron, your host of the Break Out of Your Box Blog Talk Radio Show. So excited to have you listening today about an exciting topic that I think is relevant to all, definitely for men and also for the women who love them and know them. The topic is how to be a better man for fathers, baby daddies, and those in between, whether you're single, married, divorced, looking, not looking, could care less, but you're still a man, you're a father, have a child, not the child's mother's, whichever situation that falls in the line of a man, even great for boys hitting adolescence, teen years, looking for some guidance and clarity, didn't have your father in your life, or did have a father, but that father was emotionally unavailable, so he never really responded to you in the ways that you needed to be a healthy, functional, mature adult, a mature man. It's very different. A lot of people grow old, but they never grow up. It can be someone 39, 40, 50 as a man is still conducting himself as he's 20, 15, playing PlayStation, want to fight and argue, don't want to handle responsibility, and multiple kids, never committed, things like that. And so a mature person, no matter their situation, they acknowledge their wrongs, mistakes, faults, they learn how to handle things in responsible, productive ways. And the goal of being a man is to be a healthy man. The quote that I love by Gene Click. Gene Click is the owner of Chick-fil-A, and he has a book. And in that it says, it's better to build boys than to mend men. It's better to build boys than to mend men. There are a lot of men walking around right now that are wounded and have to be mended because they were not built correctly as boys. They lack some of the integral things that should have taken place in their lives as a man. And as a result of that, they did not have the foundation to move forward in a healthy way to build their lives pragmatically. And so now they're wounded and have to be mended in other areas, and they use other outlets as emotional escapes. And part of that is that most men are emotionally unavailable and can't express themselves properly due to their lack of positivity or lack of healthy masculine emotions. And what has happened for men is that it's never been modeled for them before. And, you know, I personally feel sorry for men who can only fight, fuss, cuss, spend money, or chase women as a way to prove their manhood because they're lacking some of the foundational principles that supersede any of those areas and how a man operates. And so when you think about that, emotions play a key role in men. It's very ironic that men are logical and women are emotional. And so in the absence of something, you tend to act out. So men are so logical that their emotions always run amok, and women are so emotional they don't use logic. Our next show would be how to be a better woman. It's better to raise girls than to restore women. And that will be our next show following up to this. So it'll be something for both men and women to discuss. And again, I'm okay with us disagreeing as long as we don't disengage, as long as we still wrestle out the tough things of life to become better people. That is my end goal, to see you achieve greatness in every dimension of your life. So when you think of emotions, E-M-O-T-I-O-N-S, we're going to look at those words in an acrostic meaning. I'm going to take each letter in that word and break down the emotions of men and the things that a man should do to become a better man. And again, at the end of the day, it's a better man for you, not just for your child or woman you may be involved with, not for your family, but for you. So the first thing, E, become a better man, you should eliminate enviousness. And you should eliminate enviousness, eliminate enviousness. So many times men don't even begin the race. They don't know how to build positive friendships with other men. Because they're so envious. They want to one-up all the time. They want to be the alpha male, the top dog. They always want to win. They don't know how to let other people win, to build friendships. They don't know how to even approach the subject with other men that they feel are more dominant than them, whether that other guy's more physically fit or more financially well-off or has better luck with women. They don't know how to begin that process. So enviousness breed hatred and strife, and it's more or less what's going on with you than someone else. It's like you hate someone that's sleeping positively great at night because they're not thinking about you. So here's the thing. If you don't want to work for the financial life of freedom that you can have, if you don't want to be in better shape, if you don't want to drive a better car, you own a better house, a better mate, don't blame anyone. Don't envy someone else that does work for those things, that does discipline themselves. Don't look for a woman or a system to take care of you. That's how enviousness is breeds, and you won't become the better man. Don't be lazy. You got to work for what you want. It's not luck if somebody makes it in life. It's positioning. They position themselves. They sacrifice. They give about. Men, unfortunately, you begin to pass on this mode of what I like to call stinking thinking to your sons and your daughters with your actions because you're envying other people in other situations. Every man can be great. It's not that I have a better talent or some other man has a better talent than anybody else. Most men are just lazy. Only 3% of the people are making over 97% of the wealth. So there's only 3% of men who understand women, understand how to work and be an elite man. And the other 90% are making excuses. They're envying the 3% who are doing it. Listen, you may have more money than me. You may have more things than me, but you will not outwork me. You will not outlast me. You will not outperform me because I am not lazy. I do what it takes to get to the next level. Here's the thing. Stop chasing women. You chasing women when you broke, she broke, everybody broke. If you chase the money, you won't have to chase the woman because women will show up once you have money. And many men envy other people who've done the hard work in life to have the success that they want to have. See, when a person is lazy, they abandon their gifts and live off their past. This is the man who always talks about high school basketball, who is out of shape and don't play now. See, I played high school basketball. I played Division I basketball, but I also play in several basketball leagues now with referees. I was the MVP in one of the most recent leagues. Now, it's not the NBA, so what? But it's what I'm doing to stay active, and I'm not living in the past. I have present successes that I can celebrate. But lazy people only live off what they used to do. They'd be what I call I remember when people. I remember when I was your age, I used to. No, don't let your life be a used to. What about now? There's no reason you should lack anything. I refuse to be broke when I can walk. I refuse to be broke when I can talk. I refuse to be broke when I can think. God gave me a mind to be an achiever. So I have no reason to envy another man for what I don't have. What I would want to do is to befriend him, figure out how we can partner, how I can lean on him and learn from him and grow. Those are the positive, healthy things that men do. But boys envy, boys ridicule, boys want to fuss, fight, start arguments, and not learn how to discuss and build healthy relationships. But men find a way to build relationships with other men because they realize their strength in numbers and that real men can handle other men doing better than them in their same circle without envying them. They can celebrate them, but boys will always envy. So how to be a better man? Eliminate enviousness. So in emotions, the M is mental growth. Mental growth should always happen as a man. You should be reading. You should be learning. Workshops, seminars, improve your mind and your life will follow. I repeat that. Improve your mind and your life will follow. If you can't make your life work, how are you going to make someone else's life work? How are you going to make a wife's life work or your kids' life work or your employee's life work or your client's life work if you can't make your life work? You got 40 women and then all of them crazy. Everything's wrong with them. No, it's you. If one person tells you your breath stinks, it's debatable. If two people tell you your breath stinks, it's negotiable. But if 30 people tell you your breath stinks, you need a man. You need to look at your life. You need to look at why your relationships are failing, why you can't keep anyone in your life, how you're running people away, how you can't step up to the table and be a man and be responsible because your mindset is not where it needs to be because you're too busy focusing on the negative instead of being able to see the positive in people and situations. You berate and belittle people instead of building them up. You begin to break them down. And let me tell you something, brother. Whatever you focus on will flourish. If you focus on the negative will flourish. If you focus on the positive will flourish. But many men are so stubborn and stuck with pride and the machismoism of being tough that they don't know how to move past that. Many men will listen to this call and say, oh, he ain't talking to me. Or, I bet you can't beat me up. Well, I'm too old to fight you. That's what the police are for, because you have nothing to lose. I have everything to gain. So my life cannot be based on whether or not I can beat you up. I work out. I'm in the gym. I got a boxing coach. I do CrossFit, mixed martial arts. But that is for sport, to be healthy and in shape, not to have a street fight. Because a mature man realizes that that's not what it's boiling down to. It's boiling down to your pride and your ego. Real men have conversations. Boys escalate situations. That's why people are dead or in jail, because they responded and didn't, they reacted and didn't respond. Reacting is when you go off emotion. Responding is when you think things through and then talk. But again, I told you only 3% of the males gender species are men. The other 90% most times are boys, because they're making excuses instead of owning their lives and getting the right mindset to change their lives. So the next thing is, and emotions. In order to be a better man, you have to be open to change. Your life will consist of changes. Whether you're not in your teenage years anymore, and if you are, those will leave you after 19. You will no longer be anything related to a teen. You won't be a teenager. You're going to be open to changes, changes in your career, changes in your relationships, changes in your behaviors. It has to start with you being the change that you want to see in your life. Be open to that. Don't be so closed. I had a friend, and he told me something very positive. I said, man, hey, you want to go hang out? I got a meeting. You can come roll with me, and then we can stop here and there. He said, man, sure. He said, yes always makes for a better story. He said, anytime you say no, you shut everything down. You shut down the possibilities. People close up. He said, but yes always makes for a better story. And I'm telling you the same thing. Yes always makes for a better story. So be open. And number four, how to be a better man, talk out your issues and don't let them manifest in anger. Men are logical. Women are emotional. Why are you so emotional? Why is everything always coming out in anger, and you're arguing back and forth as if that, you know, you're two women with a cat fight? I'm not being sexist, women, but the mindset is that men should have sound conversation. Women are emotional, so they will sometimes fly off the handle. That should be understandable. Men should be able to subject themselves to a higher authority than themselves, meaning a spiritual authority. Faith has its place as you work through internal challenges that keep limiting your external potential. So learn how to talk out things. If it's something that you need, have a conversation, not an accusation. Don't accuse people. Talk to them. Initiate the behavior you want to see from your children, from your spouse, your child's mother, your girlfriend, your friend. Men know how to take charge without having to take over. Be mature and handle things with respect and decency. That's what a real man does. Initiate things, and they leave things in decent and in order. Number six, overcome your insecurities with counseling and accountability from mentors that are further ahead than you. Every man should be mentored by another, no matter what age you are. If you're 50 or somebody 70, better than you. Never make excuses for being immature. Apologize, grow and go forward. Forgive and live. Your past is redeemed by your present actions. Also, lastly, S, self-starter. Be a self-starter to be a better man. It pertains to your goals and your dreams. Self-discipline, self-esteem, self-worth, that's all you as a self-starter. Notice, I didn't say anything about loving, wanting, and needing a woman, because you can't love, want, and need a woman until you first love yourself and want more for yourself and satisfy your need as a man to be able to provide, protect, and please a woman. So how to be a better man? Be better than you are now. My time is up. I thank you for yours. My name is John L. Barron, and I believe in you.